Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to Election Day 2020. And welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, our Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks for everything you do to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, we've been talking about a lot of different things here, and we've certainly discussed where this may be going, this election. But I want to go back to the professor that we mentioned from Stony Brook, because he's been right for every single election he's done, except for 2000 when Al Gore went against George W. Bush. Now, he's also one of the handful of pollsters who correctly predicted Trump's victory in 2016. And his primary model, when applied to previous elections, correctly predicted 25 of the last 27 elections. Now, that's pretty doggone good, don't you think?
Well, yes, exactly right. And so, again, yeah, he goes against the traditional grain, of the typical polling models and so forth. Yeah.
And one of the things he's basing all this on is he says people have forgotten how bad Joe Biden did in New Hampshire. He said he was terrible. He got 8.4% of the vote, which is unbelievable for a candidate with any aspirations of being president. And then he turned around, and as people dropped out, he got more. But this is what he says. This is his prediction. Here, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Trump should win the 2020 election pretty handily, winning an estimated 362 electoral votes to Biden's 176. Holy smokes.
Yes, that's right. And because his model, if I recall correctly, he looks at the primaries and how the candidates did in the primaries, because they're like little electoral elections kind of a thing. It kind of goes beyond the usual thing. But this is very, very interesting, though, Captain, because, of course, President Trump, early on back in 2016, he was able to go through those primaries.
Yep. And let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Has any candidate since Franklin Delano Roosevelt that has shown as much enthusiasm and support that's been shown for their campaign, has any candidate since then lost?
No, they haven't.
That's right.
They really haven't. I mean, you can go all the way back, say, to 1960, very close election, but a lot of the enthusiasm, remember, Kennedy, 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 those commercials and the songs and things like that, And even so, and going back to Ronald Reagan, as you talked about, people started to get very enthusiastic that, hey, that we're going to have a change, we'll have tax cuts, the economy can get better, and so on.
Now, here's the problem that we're faced with. Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, you know who he is, right?
Right, right.
He says, counting ballots that arrive after Election Day means countless ballots that can be placed in mail after the in-person polls close, but before midnight. How does this not increase the risk of voter fraud?
Well, yeah, of course it does. I mean, why do you think the Democrats are, you know, so in favor of it? Because, again, it's the something that they can monkey with, basically.
And he also says that Judicial Watch found 1.8 million extra names on voter rolls in 29 states, some of whom were dead. They were still on the rolls. Tip of the iceberg? Maybe. Blindly mailing ballots to dirty voting rolls is inexcusably reckless and increases opportunities for voter fraud and chaos, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's coming from Tom Fitton. Now, Tom Fitton is prepared, and he's a lawyer. He's prepared to go out and do whatever it is that he needs to do, as well as the thousands of attorneys that are out there for both the Democrats and Republicans. And then the last thing he said was 100 million ballots and ballot applications were set to flood the mail and dramatically increase opportunities for voter fraud and Election Day chaos. So big tech is going to help the left and Joe Biden by censoring voter fraud info and how the left is set up to steal.
Yes, exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, the president has to have decisive victories by several points in order to account for that fraud. I mean, it is there, it is real, but again, I think so many people, Captain, across the highways and byways, couldn't wait to go out and vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and we're seeing that, and a lot of the early votes that went out there, you know, again, the early votes kept sneaking up, and in some parts of the country, the Republicans went ahead of the Democrats, more votes than ever before, early voting numbers in a lot of these different states. My state in Florida, big surprise down here, huge amount of early voters, huge amount, and they closed the gap, the Republicans with the Democrats. They've never seen this amount of early voters for the Republicans, never.
Well, that's right. And why do you think they brought Obama to think back down to Miami?
Because I know why.
Problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. And folks, you know, all you got to do is look around you. When you see the big heavy hitters going into different areas, it's because they're losing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in that there windshield you got, and if you give it an inspection today and it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving, and if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. You'll get a premium quality windshield and $100 back when you mention me, the captain. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Alrighty. All right, hold that thought. We got a caller. I'm going to go right to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is James from Clearwater.
What's up?
And, Kyle, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the state of California pre-COVID had the sixth largest economy in the world before its own country.
They did.
And now I realize that those out there, the upper half earners of income, had a chance to work from home. But what I'd like to do is address the dishwashers, waitresses, cooks, bartenders, and others out of work in the blue states because of the shutdowns. And you're broke. I mean, the last bit of fuel in the gas tank is almost gone if it isn't already. And you don't live close enough to a food bank, and you're hungry and desperate. I like to just keep three things in mind. Number one, don't give up and don't do anything stupid because God has a special plan in your life, and you have to not finish it yet, and you won't be around to finish it if you're not around. Okay, but not to sound callous, number two, go out and vote. Voting precincts are set up so that they're within a walk, even if it's a long one. And you stand a better chance with a businessman in the office than with a politician. And third, part of two is tell people in line that your situation and be surprised at the outcome, and then call a captain show later and let us know how it turned out. And third and last, let's all of us pray specifically for these people. Miss Rosemary, the show's president or center, used to be on about this time, and I can assure you that she hasn't stopped lifting your listeners and the
country. Oh, I know. She's still around.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's all of us step up to the plate in her absence and help carry the load. And wash your hands. Say a slow Our Father. And that will cover the 20 seconds it takes to wash them. And remember, this is a spiritual battle, just not a political one. And you and the blue state people who still have a job, regardless of political parties, see if you can increase your giving directly to whatever food bank you can, mm-hmm. your food program.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you, James. Appreciate that. That's James in Clearwater. And, Kyle, some very very good words of wisdom there.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, we've got another caller right here. Morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. It's me, Pat. I'm just calling in to say I am thoroughly enjoying the show. I always do, but you guys are fantastic tonight. And I think you are pretty much a Southerner. I love when you talk with the Southern drawl. And, Kyle, I love your singing. Keep singing. I don't know why you're not singing about Trump tonight, but let's sing about Trump. I love it.
Well, Pat, I gotta tell you something, Pat. I was stationed in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and I learned how to say y'all.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Well, what is that little Southern dog coming in every yeah. once in a while? It's very cute.
All right, thank you very much, Pat.
I have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah, I learned when I moved down here. I found myself going. You know, when I was stationed in Kentucky. I found myself going, how y'all doing? Because everybody said that, and I was in, how y'all doing? You know, and it just came natural, and I still do it. But anyway, it is what it is. But what's funny is when you get in different areas, you pick up their verbiage, you know? You know, when I was in New York, I was talking about drinking coffee and going to the boardwalk and all that, and I couldn't wait to get rid of that. Good God. But anyway, let's talk about something here for a second before we move on. This is not political, not exactly anyway. The World Health Organization struck a deal with China on the COVID-19 probe. In other words, how it got started and how it got spread. I don't know what to think about that one, because wasn't the World Health Organization in on all this to begin with?
Well, yeah, the World Health Organization, they really didn't tell anybody about, really, as I recall, what was really going on. And so, again, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we're supposed to tout them as being this wonderful, upstanding, you know, beyond reproach sort of organization. But President Trump, I think, was very, very vocal and withdrawing, you know, support for the World Health Organization.
Okay, because I don't know. I think I'm on about five government agencies checking them out. By the way, here's one for you. You ready?
Yep.
In New York State, hunting licenses have surged as the COVID-19 pandemic has people seeking more ways to enjoy the outdoors. How about them apples?
Well, sure. I mean, in fact, Captain, that is a corollary. I know that people are going camping a lot too,
and fishing
because that's one of the things that they can go do. And so even to try to get a campground reservation, I understand from some folks I know that went camping recently, it's a long line to do that. And also part of that too is that they want to get to a sense of normalcy. They want to go do something quote unquote normal that doesn't have to do with COVID-19 or the daily, at that point, you know, the grind of the election and so forth. They want to be able to go and have fun.
All right. Well, Pat called from Kentucky, and some interesting news here. Wisconsin, Kentucky, and Tennessee have already called the National Guard, activated them to go to the polls and just be there.
Yeah, very interesting. And in our country, in this day and age, is this a new normal? I sure hope not. But
only because of the blue cities problem. And by the way, Kentucky's a blue state. Or at least they became blue for whatever reason. The governor's a Democrat. I don't know how that happened. And I don't know that the state legislature is totally blue yet. Of course, Mitch McConnell's from Kentucky. He's a Republican senator.
Right, that's right.
But, oh, and so's, what's his face? The doctor.
Oh, Rand
Paul. Rand Paul, there
yeah,
we go.
Yeah,
yep.
Rand Paul.
I was thinking, I was almost said Ron Paul, but yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but again, you know, what happens is when you get enough agitators, and by the way, I think it's important to point out, these agitators aren't just organically popping up out of nowhere. I mean, there is organization behind this.
They've trained them to be violent. They've trained them to be actually a paramilitary group.
That's right. And so when you see these kinds of things happening, you know that, and of course it won't be successful, I think, in the long run.
Oh, they'll get squashed.
Exactly.
If they do it this time around, they're going to get squashed.
Well, I think the president has given that very strong indication, by the way, during these rallies. I think he's talked about that a little bit. And it kind of goes tracks with what we've been talking about, and that is, if President Trump wins the election, then he will have, I think, a lot more ability to say.
All right. Well, hang on, because I think that's our neighbor up in Kentucky calling back. Is that you again, Pat?
Hi, yes. I just wanted to say, everyone I know, and there's been lots of people, I can tell you at least 60 people that I know of, they're all voting for Trump.
Good.
So I don't know how we're a blue state either, but there's a big support for Trump.
Okay, well, that's good. Thank you for telling us.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Okay, well, there you go. So that's straight from the source. Now, let's talk about something else here. A United States federal judge blocked the Trump administration's immigration rule on public benefits, not giving illegals public benefits. And this federal judge came along and said, nope, can't do that. Got to give them the federal benefits.
Well, that's right. And again, this points up the whole point, Captain, of electing presidents has far-reaching, consequences, especially when it comes to things like the
judges.
Bench.
Yep.
That's
and
right.
Now I have no idea how this judge got appointed. If he was a Clinton or Carter or how long he's been there or whatever. But I'd really be surprised if the guy had been appointed by a Republican president. But we'll see.
Well, exactly. But just in the general sense, this is one of those things, and because the liberals will go judge shopping and they'll find somebody to shut anything down. And then, of course, it has to make its way and it could go to the Supreme Court at some point.
Yeah. Now, we kind of hinted about this and the president kind of hinted about it last night down in Miami about firing Dr. Fauci after the election. And, of course, Joe Biden picked up on that right away. Oh, he's going to fire Dr. Fauci. Well, I got news for you. Well, hire him. He can be part of my administration. Yeah, sure, sure. The guy is a registered. Doesn't anybody other than us pay attention? The guy is a registered Democrat, Dr. Fauci. Who the hell is he going to support?
No kidding.
Good God. All right, hold that thought. All right. You know, folks, all you got to do is a little research. You can find out about this stuff. Anyway, it is what it is. I shall return. I'll be right back, and we're going to talk about a few more items we got here. By the way, Israel in the news. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One last push for votes. After spending the day crisscrossing multiple battleground states, both campaigns have held their last events before the election. Vice President Mike Pence told supporters in Grand Rapids, Michigan, that voting for Joe Biden would be a vote for a devastating lockdown.
Joe Biden is going to shut down. Going to shut down our economy, and he says we're in for a long, dark winter. But under President Donald Trump, we're going to defeat the virus, and the best is yet to come.
Former Vice President Biden told supporters at his final event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that it's time for America to stand up and be heard.
And when America votes, America will be heard, and America's heard. I believe the message will be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, remember, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the U.S. of A. They insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to find out how much money they can save you on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And get this, if you've got homeowners or renters insurance, you can also find out what they'll charge you there and see if you can bundle it with your automobile or your vehicle insurance, your auto insurance, and you'll get a much cheaper rate. So there you go. What do you got to lose? Well, nothing really, and you can save a bunch of money like I have. I've been with them now for 15 years. And by the way, safe drivers always get a 10% discount, amongst other things. And this year, with the coronavirus pandemic, they knocked all their insurance rates down 15% because people weren't driving as much. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. For more information. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Israel says that the peace deals need the U.S. president to be tough on Iran, because you've got these different Arab countries that have been signing recognition of Israel. And they've been putting embassies in each other's countries and all that sort of stuff, which is a monumental accomplishment. Nobody would have thought even so much as a year ago that this could have been done. And the president's done some really great things, and he's just not getting enough credit for it. This is huge.
It really is huge, Captain. And I would say that it is absolutely true that the Middle East and Israel, for in particular, would want to see another Trump administration in, to be able to finish
sure.
out what he started.
Yeah.
Because the whole focal point is Iran.
Uh-huh.
The Obama, Kerry, and Biden Iran deal was to quote the president, a total disaster.
Yeah. And the other thing is you did some research on the break, and you found out something about the judge we were talking about that made this decision about the immigration, the immigrants, they couldn't take the public benefits away from them. We had to keep them there. Now, what's the deal on this judge?
Well, that's right. This is U.S. District Judge Gary Finerman, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Back in 2009, there was a vacancy for a federal judge in Chicago. He applied for that, and in February of 2010, we understand President Obama formally nominated him for that vacancy. And so now you can see a little bit where the connection might be.
Yeah.
And all of that. So again, this is why presidents, you know, are so consequential in so many different ways.
Yep.
And this is again one of the reasons why it's better to have somebody like Donald Trump appointing them at this point.
Well, absolutely, because this wouldn't have happened, and now they'll have to go to an appeals court and appeal it, and it may wind up in the Supreme Court for all we know. Now, the president signed a fracking memo while he was in Pennsylvania as a new pitch for the Pennsylvania voters to tell them and show them that they were not going to get rid of fracking, because it's one of the reasons why we were the leading oil producer in the world. And, oh, by the way, what's the price of gasoline out by you?
Let's see. Probably about $3.15 a gallon.
Well, today I filled up my tank for $1.83 a gallon, because the wholesale price of gasoline without the tax is $1.05.
Wow.
So you're getting screwed, blued, and tattooed again.
Well, that's right. And I wish they'd fix the roads. We're supposed to be having all these taxes for the, so, you know,
Kyle,
for
they,
the roads.
Kyle, they can't fix the roads when they take the tax money from the highway use fund and they turn around and use it to balance the budget.
That's right.
That's what they've done for years with the truckers, and we all know it. All right, well, Dr. Scott Atlas, who's he?
He's with the White House, I know. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is he not the doctor that's pretty much taken the place of Dr.
That's
Fauci?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, he believes in herd immunity, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fauci does not, correct?
Not, I'm sure he doesn't believe in it anymore, if he ever did, yeah.
No, he never did.
Yeah.
He never did. That was not one of his options. But anyway, Dr. Scott Atlas gave an interview to Russian television, and I guess he really didn't care for the way his interview was taken. They chopped up what he said, and they made it sound like some things he didn't say. So he apologized for the interview and said he'll never do that again.
Yeah, well, that's probably if you live and you learn on that, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, in the meantime, there's something else that's gone on here. We have had an attack in Vienna today where four people were killed. They believe the gunman may have been killed as well. In this, and there may be someone at large, they're not sure, but Vienna is in Austria. Normally these things don't happen over there, but it sure did this time, and this was near a Jewish section of Vienna?
Well, they are looking at this with the possibility that this was could have been an anti-Semitic attack. We know that at least 15 people were wounded. According to one of the reports, Captain, they do say one of the perpetrators was neutralized, but several of the perpetrators still seem to be on the loose. And according to the latest reports, yeah, four people altogether. And I think that may include one of the gunmen. But this happened, it could be that it was in fact an anti-Semitic kind of attack. This took place on the last night before the lockdowns began. And so again, we don't know all the motivations, but the details are still coming in.
The other thing is that they had an attack the night before in Afghanistan, at a school. Some 22 people were killed. Now, let's see here. We've got another email that just came in here. Let's see what this is. 16 people. Oh, New Hampshire, Millsville, New Hampshire. That's the second town that voted. 16 people voted for Trump and 5 voted for Biden in Millsville, on New Hampshire. That's from Johanna.
Oh, very interesting.
Well, okay, so that means they got 10.
They
right?
got 10. They got 10, but I'm just going to go back.
But Trump's got 15.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to the cookie poll. I'm just teasing, but this is. Well, it's going to be an interesting day, and of course now we're going to find out, is it going to be into the long night? Is there going to be a major problem in Pennsylvania? You know, what is going to happen as
yeah.
people are on their edge?
By the way, for you people that are listening to me in Florida, I have been told by the supervisor of elections in three different counties that if you are in line voting and the polls close at 7 p.m. and you're waiting to come in, you will get to vote. Period.
That's good.
Yep.
Good to know.
And you might have to wait in a line. It might take you half an hour, 45 minutes, maybe an hour to get in. So if you need to have a wheelchair or a walker or something like that, you know, bring it with you, whatever. I know they're probably going to anyway. And if it's going to rain, which it's not going to rain where I'm at, you know, make sure you got your little umbrella. And if it's going to snow, and by the way, in upstate New York up there along the lake, yep, it's going to snow. But you know something? Those people will still show up and vote.
Well, I think they will. I really do. I think, Captain, we've seen people come out in very, very cold weather for the president. I think it was very cold in Kenosha earlier, and then I'm sure it was very cold in Grand Rapids.
Well, somewhere up there in Minnesota, the wind chill factor was around 5 or 10 below zero.
Exactly,
and they were jam-packed. All right, before we have to go to break here, Twitter has unlocked the New York Post account. That's a good thing, right?
Sure.
But the New York Post, in the meantime, unleashed 10 separate Hunter Biden scandal stories on this big, giant social platform. How about them apples?
Well, that's very interesting. Now, of course, the question would be in this, and obviously the Hunter Biden scandal things as they relate to Joe Biden are incredibly important. But one would wonder how much it could move the needle. But even on an election day, Captain, who knows? People might see that and say, that's it. I've had enough. I'm not pulling the lever, so to speak, for Joe Biden.
All right, well, hold that thought. I'm going to try this one more time. Is this Pat again?
Hi, it's me. I heard something very interesting today on Gorka's show. There was a lady that called in, and I'm not sure of what state she was in, but she said that normally it's split in half. On one side of the town, it's hello?
Yeah, what are you talking about? The one
on one side of the town, it's usually for Trump or whatever. Last year it was for one side was Hillary and one side was Trump, but she said that something she noticed today when she had driven down through there were Trump signs everywhere and even on the other
all
side.
Right.
But the interesting thing was that they had, it said former Democrat.
All right, got to go. Thank you very much. Got to go. All right, and that's Pat. We appreciate that. And Kyle, you hang on, folks. I'll be right back with our second Truckers Highway and Byway report. We're going to see what's going on here. Because the weather might have changed a little bit by the looks of what I'm looking at here, so maybe. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the Election Day edition. The polls open up here in my area in about 2 hours and 15, 16 minutes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, just like all the rest of them, are brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. When you see the Pilot or you see the Flying J, pull on in there, check them out, see what they're all about. Go on in there and tell them you were listening to me talk about them on the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Or if you want to join the Driver's Club, guess what? Then you get points, and the points are for whatever you buy in the way of diesel fuel, whatever you buy in the store, whatever you get in the way of food. You get points. You can use them for discounts, or you can use them to get great gifts. So I'm going to continue doing what I was doing here. Here's the rest of the Trump Train song.
Bring jobs back to America. Trump. The one building a wall to keep illegals out of America. Trump. So jump on that Trump train and keep America great again. Now Trump is the one who believes in America's constitution, while the Democrats want a mess. messed up the socialist revolution. So let's re-elect 45 and make them go insane. And let's make them cry some more and vote him in again. And jump on that Trump train and keep America great again.
Alrighty, that's Bruce Waddell, and that is called The Trump Train, and one of my friends is in that video that song was all about, and that's our Marine Corps pal, Cat, the Cat in the Hat over there in Polk County in Florida, and we appreciate Mr. Waddell for doing that for us. All right, over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, I'm going to read a weather statement and turn you loose. High pressure will dominate weather conditions across most of the U.S. this week. Gusty winds below normal temperatures and some snow showers will continue in the northeast early this week, and it's there tonight. Right now, still, Lee Shore Lake, Ontario, blown across into the Adirondacks and up into northern New Hampshire and Vermont. Now, also, a new storm system will bring rain and some high mountain snow to the Pacific Northwest, near to above normal temperatures in other parts of the West and central U.S. will spread into the east by midweek. So what's going on out there in California?
Well, Captain, of course, here in California, we've got we had some pretty warm weather today. It dips down at nighttime, but we've had some pretty warm weather here in Southern California. Air quality alerts continue in the central part of the state because of those wildfires in various states of hopefully being contained and put out at some point. Up as we go through Oregon, we've got rain in Portland right now. As you mentioned, there's a system that's going to be coming in that's bringing in some rain to Portland and Seattle, and that's because the jet stream is starting to dip down a little bit more now into the Pacific Northwest area, and so we're seeing rain in Seattle and Portland and colder temperatures there. Still have an air stagnation advisory in northern Washington, but we do have a high wind watch. This is in northern Montana, and this is near I-90, so this is affecting the 4th of July pass there as well. Then as we go through the other parts of the West, we're going to continue to see, I think, some warm temperatures, but also some pretty cold temperatures in Montana. Right now, though, in Great Falls, Montana, it's 50 degrees, but for Tuesday, for Election Day, they're supposed to be clocking in at 70 degrees. Now, that's going to change, though, as we head toward the end of the week, where it's going to be more like 48 degrees with rain and snow and really getting colder on Saturday in the Great Falls area. Also, for example, in the Southwest, we've still got some pretty warm weather. We've got 91 degrees slated for Phoenix, Arizona, for Election Day. Las Vegas will see 84 degrees for Election Day, so that gives you an idea of what the temps are looking like. But right now, we don't see any other big alerts on the map, so that's a good thing. So if you're driving out there right now, you should have some smooth sailing.
Well, I'll be walking around in flip-flops up there in parts of Montana, but over in northern Alabama, northern Georgia, parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, on up into Maryland and West Virginia, the mountains up there, they'll have their snowshoes on or their winter boots. Let's put it that way, their insulated boots, because you got a frost warning in Alabama from about Montgomery North all the way up to the Tennessee line, and from about Tifton, Georgia, all the way up to the Tennessee line, all the way up through South Carolina, from the Atlantic up to the mountains up along I-85, and same with North Carolina, I-95 frost warning along the eastern section east of I-95, but west of 95, it is a freeze warning. And in the mountains of South Carolina, way up there, you've got a frost warning along I-85 up there around Columbia. Spartanburg, up in that area, and Greer, South Carolina, a freeze warning. And that freeze warning continues up into the mountains of Virginia, mountains of West Virginia, mountains of Maryland. So keep that in mind. Excuse me. And up in New York State, the wind's blowing just right off the lake. So as a result, guess what? You got snow in the Lee Shore Lake, Ontario. From about now, it's dropped down to just about Syracuse, looks like, all the way up to the Canadian line up by 81 to the St. Lawrence River, Watertown, and beyond. And then some snow up in the upper part of New Hampshire and Vermont tonight, too. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night. We'll be loaded for bear because you'll be telling us what's going on out there in California when it comes to all those different congressional races and whatnot, because we could have a big surprise looming in California, couldn't we?
That's right. Yeah, we'll have all the info tomorrow night. Absolutely.
All right. Talk to you then.
Take care.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. In the meantime, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So what do you think? You getting nervous?
I'm very nervous.
Okay. Well, tell me why.
I can't get a handle on, I can't get a handle on, you know, certainly these battleground states. I've worked at it. to the point where yesterday morning I had to wake myself up out of a dream because, it's getting to me. And, this dream, I was in a polling place and we were in a COVID lockdown, and I had to spend the night there, and I was fighting with some politicians that were...
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Has anyone with this much enthusiasm in a presidential race since World War II ever lost a presidential race?
Well, you've never had anybody that has this kind of... I would say organic hybrid rallies across the United States. It's never happened before.
No, but there's been enthusiasm, but no one has ever lost a race when they've had more enthusiasm with the other candidate, their supporters. No one.
Well, yeah, but you know what? We're in a very different place this time. You know, I mean, we are a very polarized country, and we know... you know, the history of the last 4 years and the machine of the progressives and what they've done, not only to the president, but to the rest of the country.
Yeah, we have a secret weapon.
With Antifa, with all of these kinds of things. So I can't.
Yep, we have a secret weapon. We have Latinos and we have blacks that are going to vote for Donald Trump because they're doing much better. Not the Antifa folks, obviously, because Antifa's predominantly white. I might throw that in there. But the majority of the blacks, the numbers that I'm seeing just generically around, as well as Latinos, it's off the charts.
Well, but you don't have that voting block necessarily in every single battleground state. You may have it in certain places like in Florida, but I wouldn't say that you would necessarily have it in Arizona.
We'll let you know when we come back. Hold on. And by the way, Arizona, we got the Mexicans out there, but in New York, we've got the Puerto Ricans, and the Puerto Ricans like what they're hearing right now. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.